Amen. Praise God. Again, I thank God for all of you that are on the line tonight. And we're just looking and just believing God for what he said he's going to do, and he's going to do great things. Praise God. So we look to him. He's the author and he's the finisher of our faith. Tonight, the word is tonight is stand strong in the Lord. Again, stand strong in the Lord. If you look at the word stand, it says it means to occupy a place, means to stand valid, stand good, to exist. It's taking a place. It's to consist. Also, it's to be fixed. It's also meaning remain, not yield to pressure. We can stand, you're remaining. It means to reside and also to abide. It also means to continue and remain, not to fall, but upheld. That's just a few meanings of the word stand. So we're talking about tonight, stand strong in the Lord. What do we mean, strong in the Lord? Well, the scriptures tonight, I'm going to ask you if you have your Bibles, I want you to read with me tonight. We'll be reading from Ephesians, the 6th chapter. And I'm going to start at the 10th verse, and we'll read down further a little bit later. But Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And it's very specific. And Paul's very specific. It's what he's saying to the church at Ephesus. Be strong, not in your own self, but be strong in the Lord. That's how we're going to make it, as we stay in the Lord. Christ in us is the hope of glory. So let's look at that, be strong in the Lord. What's that mean? That means to be firmly rooted and grounded in the word of the Lord. My God, in order for that to happen, we have to study the word of God. You got to know the word of God in being able to stand. Hallelujah. To stand there. And also, when you're standing and firmly grounded in the word of God and rooted in his word, that means it's in your heart. You know it's there. When you need it, you can pull it out, because the Holy Ghost will bring all things back to your remembrance, but you'll have already read it. You've already studied it. You're already in your heart for the Holy Spirit to bring it back to you. Therefore, you're willing to obey his word, standing strong in the Lord. And then let's look at the other part where it says, and in the power of his might. See, it's not enough that you'll be standing, and you know, we think about standing. The scripture tells us about being steadfast. That means, as it says, unmovable, always abounding or excelling or growing in the work of the Lord. That's powerful right there. Steadfast. In other words, no matter what comes or what goes, no matter what's going on in the world and around us, we are going to stand fast and be steadfast. And then unmovable. No matter what's going on, I'm not moving from this space. I am going to continue to abide. The Bible tells us, he that abideth, dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Glory to God. That is powerful. You know, the word just tells us things to do, but the word backs up itself. It's just standing on the word of God. Did you not know that the word of God is quick and it's powerful? It's sharper than any two-edged sword. The word says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. That's how much we would stand steadfast, standing strong in the Lord, unmovable while you're standing in the Lord, and always, always abounding or excelling or growing in the work of the Lord. Praise God. Again, to be firmly rooted and grounded in the word of God. And also it says, in the power of his might, not our might. Our might will fail. Because the Bible says that without me, God says, you can do nothing. So you need to be in the power of God's might. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. So without God, the word says, we are no, we can't do anything. We can do absolutely nothing without God. And don't fool yourself. Yeah, the enemy, the devil has power, but God has all power. So without God, you and I, we are absolutely no match for the devil. Don't fool yourself. You know, we don't have time to play with the enemy, for he is not to be played with. Amen. My God, my God. I'm going to remember about Samson. You know the story about Samson. Samson was dedicated to God as a Nazarite, even from his birth, and he was just dedicated to the Lord. He had enormous physical strength given to him by God, and it was for a purpose. It was for to deliver the children of Israel from the oppression of the Philistines. But Samson depended upon his own strength and not God's strength. There were times when, as he said, he'll get up and he'll shake himself, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he defeated the enemy. But he was enticed and deceived by flattery words from Delilah. He fell in love with Delilah. You can't fall in love with the devil. My God, well, that's a whole different subject, but I'm going to put that out here tonight. You cannot afford to fall in love with the enemy. And she just, there were just soft words that she spoke to him. Says, how much do you love me, Samson? Tell me where your strength lies. And she kept pressing him until he gave in, and he told her where his strength lies. And Samson told Delilah, you know this story. He said, where his strength lies, he said, if you shave the locks of hair from my head, I will become weak just like any other man. And then she called the Philistines. He said, the Philistines. She told Samson, the Philistines are upon you. And Samson got up, but he did not know that the Spirit of God had departed from him. And he got up, and he says, I'll get up, and I'll begin to shake myself as in times before. But he didn't understand. He didn't know. But he found out that God's Spirit departed from him. And you understand this. There's a whole lot of shaking going on in the church, in the world, all around. But to make it in this world, to be successful in this world, and to live spiritually sound in this world, we must operate daily in the power of his might. Say it right where you are. Power of his might. Amen. Glory to God. Understand, the devil has a trap set for each one of us, just like he had a trap set for Samson. That's why we have to watch as well as pray. You can never, ever trust the enemy, for the Bible says he is a deceiver. The enemy comes not but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. I know I'm preaching good tonight. I know I'm teaching this word here tonight. The devil don't like it, but we have to tell the truth, because when you know the truth is going to set and make us free. Listen, as the old saying goes, if you play with fire, you're going to get burned. And that is the truth. A lot of people think they're getting by. They get away with things, but they don't really get by. Listen, David said, thy word, O God, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. We're talking about standing strong in the Lord. Yes, yes. See, the devil knows the areas of each one of our lives where we are weak. Oh, yeah, he knows. And see, even the areas that we're weak about, we don't want to keep confessing this. See, you can speak blessings or you can speak cursings right out of your mouth. You don't want to say, oh, you know what, I'm having a problem with this and I'm weak with this and telling people all about this. You pray. You pray. If there's any afflicted among us, the Bible says you pray. Ask God for deliverance and healing. But see, the enemy knows where we're weak. Therefore, it's important to watch as well as pray. Praise God. You could be in a wonderful service and the power of God is high, and but if you're not watching the word, the enemy can snatch that word from you. Just like tonight, I hope that you are listening attentively to this word. Because see, once we hear the word of God, we are become accountable to the word of God. Say amen to that. See, we watch as well as pray. If we're nowhere weak in certain areas, we have to ask God for daily strength. Oh, yes, we do. And wisdom. The Bible says, in all you're getting, get understanding. We need wisdom. So let's look at this. Before you got saved, if you knew that you have a problem with your flesh and you are still single, then why would you keep on subjecting yourself to things that are not going to build you up in Christ? And so therefore, if you know that you're having those kind of problems with your flesh, stop looking at X-rated movies and stop searching for pictures of naked women and naked men. Oh, I'm making it real tonight. Amen. I'm making it real. But it's the truth. And say, God will not do everything for you. There are things that we have to do. As the scripture says, come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing, saith the Lord. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Here's another example. If you're trying, and there's many, many people are trying to do this, and God understands, like He sees our heart, but if you're trying to stop smoking and drinking and doing all these things, well, stop buying the cigarettes. Stop going to the ABC store filling up all the time. God can give you the strength that you need to overcome. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Jude, it says building up yourselves on your most holy faith. By what? By praying in the Holy Ghost. Building. And that word just by itself, building, that means continual. This is a daily thing. We never arrive, but we are growing. We grow by faith and leaps of faith, faith to faith, grace to grace. We are dependent upon God wholeheartedly, and that's where He wants us to be. See, God certainly has the power to keep you safe if you want to be kept. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Yes, He does. But it's a desire. It's an individual thing. Do you want to be kept? God can keep you. Because Jesus is our intercessor. He prays for us constantly, every single day. Because, again, none of us have it made. It's a daily struggle. He never said the way was going to be easy. But with every temptation, God promised to make a way and escape. The scripture also tells us, without God, you and I can do absolutely nothing. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Ephesians 6 and 11. Excuse me if I have to cough. I've got a little bit of congestion going on, but that's okay. We will get through this. I'm going to the 11th verse of Ephesians. And it says, tells us what to do to be able to stand. It says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Don't fool yourself. He's out there, and he's working day and night. When you and I are slumbering, sleeping, the enemy's on his job. See, because the scripture says on verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There are people in high places, in high authority and everything, and they are wicked. And they're trying to do all kinds of wicked things to keep the people of God from progressing. But nothing can withhold when we have our hand planted in God. Remember, we're standing strong in the Lord, not in ourselves, but in the Lord. Verse 13 says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. The Lord knows this is an evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. Having your loins girt about with truth is telling us. Number two, this tells you, put on the breastplate of righteousness. And number three, and having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Excuse me. I'm going to get through this. Above all, he says, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And then take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, as we talked about, and praying always, we talked about that, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching, we just talked about that, watching thereto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. That's powerful. That is powerful. That he's telling us how to be successful, what it takes to stand. You can kind of like look at it. I like to look at it like this. Put it like this analogy. Just be fully dressed, fully clothed, and keeping on the entire armor of God. It talks about your head, your breastplate, your loins, your feet. You don't leave anything uncovered, that you are fully equipped and be able to withstand the fiery darts of the enemy. Galatians 5:1, it talks about, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And then be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Here again, it's telling us to stand. Stand in freedom. The Bible said, he that the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Say amen to that. Stand in the liberty where Christ has made us free. And in other words, if he's brought you out of bondage, don't get yourself tangled up in there again. And then, because when you do that, we become a slave to sin. You become all yoked again with bondage and bound. And that's just where the enemy wants us, to keep us bound and oppressed and depressed. But the Bible says, stay free. Stay free that you may be able to do all that God says you can do. You may be able to accomplish all that the Word says that you can accomplish. Amen. That you will be free in the Spirit. That the joy of the Lord will continue to be your strength. The Bible says, if we continue in my word, it's to all of us now, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Hallelujah. And then, you know, Jesus told the disciples, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He said, because my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. So therefore, stand free in Christ, for he has made us completely free and liberated. And don't be hindered or held captive to the devil's devices and his tricks, because he has a trick, just like it was in with Samson and Delilah. There was a trick, and see, or a trap set. And see, the enemy is cunning. You know, he comes as an angel of light, and smiling, looking good, smelling good, all of that. But we can't be deceived, because he is a deceiver. And the truth is not in the enemy. No, it's not. So that's why you can't afford to hang with the enemy. We can't afford to stay on the enemy's ground. My God, that you have to be equipped, he says, fully equipped. Keep on that armor that you'll be able to stand strong in the Lord. And look at this word, by be not entangled. It says, when you are in Christ, his blood has the power to set you free from every addiction. Don't worry about that. Are you struggling with cigarettes and smoking or whatever illicit sex and things? You can stop that. You don't have to continue to be held bound by that. You don't have to continue to feel guilty. But by the word, the power of God, the blood of Jesus is able to set us free from every addiction, every struggle, every form of bitterness and barrenness. Some people feel out lonely. I don't have a friend. We have a friend in Jesus who never leaves us, and he never, ever forsakes us. and every weight that's holding you back from pursuing your God-given destiny. Every one of us has purpose. Every one of us has destiny. So be not entangled with the blood of Christ. It dismantles the enemy's grip from our heart forever. So I, in closing, in this last word here, talking about stay free. Stay free and continue to stay liberated. Liberated in Christ. My Lord, Christ in us is the hope of glory. We're not just like Paul says, we're not just beating against the wind, and we're not just marking time, but we're in this race. We're in the race to win this race. I don't know about you, but I'm in the race to win. And whatever it takes, may not be easy sometimes. He never promised it was going to be peaches and ice cream, but we may have to cry sometimes. You may have to crawl sometimes. You may have to take the low road and humble yourself sometimes. But the Holy Spirit will see us through. Because why? Because He's our guide. He's our comforter that Jesus promised and He left for us. Amen. To lead and guide us into all truth. So may I encourage you all tonight, including myself, stay free. For he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. I want to play a little of this song, and I know that most of you know this song called Stand by Donnie McClurkin. Praise God. Just listen up just a little while. Hope that we can get this song on for you.
When you've done all you can, and seems like it's never enough. You're all alone, alone. Tell me, what do you give when you're giving your all and seems like you can't make it through? Well, you just stand when there's nothing left to do. You just stand. Watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand.
Tell me how. Praise God. I just played a little bit of that because I couldn't hear it real clear on this end, and maybe some static, but you get the message. Stand. After you've done all that you can do, stand. Stand on what? Stand fast in the liberty. Stand fast in the freedom that where God has already made us free. Stand strong in the Lord. When you're standing in the Lord, you know, He won't fail you. He promised to never leave us or never, ever to forsake us. Amen. I hope that you've been encouraged tonight. This is a word for all of us tonight. Stand strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we just praise you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, God, because you are so good. God, we thank you every single day that you give us, Lord, that you give us sunshine, that you give us rain, that you give us covering, God. My God, from the storm, God, from the elements thereof. God, we just praise you. We have houses to live in. We have food to eat. We have clothes on our backs. God, we woke up this morning. We had our right mind. With that, we say thank you, Lord, because we know there's so many people. They are not in their right minds. My God, and they're depending upon others to show them direction. But God, you are so good. You have blessed us, everyone that's on this line tonight. God, we can praise you. We can praise you freely, God. We can thank you, God. We know, God, even those that are on the line that are standing in the need of prayer, you are our present help in the time of trouble. That we can be strong in you and we can be in the power of your might. That's how we can live, God. We can live without the burden and the slavery to the enemy's tricks. God, we thank you for your word, because your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. You are leading us. You are guiding us. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that's abiding on the inside of us. Thank you, Lord, for just Jesus, for just interceding. And you're sitting on the right hand of the Father. You intercede for every one of us. God, you know us. You know us better than we know ourselves, because you know the end from the very beginning, because you're Omega. You're the first and you're the last. Hallelujah. You're the beginning and you're the end. Father, we submit ourselves to you right now in the name of Jesus. Help us tonight to stand strong in you, Lord. God, even where we are weak, God, you said we can be strong. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, for you give power to those that are weak. You give strength to those that are feeble. God, we bless you, Lord. We thank you for your long suffering. We thank you for your patience for each one of us, God. God, we thank you that you're not like man, because if you were like man, we may have been cut off a long, long time ago. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We thank you, Father. God, you have given us exactly what we need, God. You said all our needs. You supply every one of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, and we pray one for the other that's on this line tonight, that you meet their needs, God. You know what we have need of. Some have need of just strength, to be stronger in you, to have a heart. Hunger and thirst after righteousness. Some have need, God, that they need a companion, Lord, that you would fill that void. You would strengthen them, God, God, that you would empower them, indwell them, endow them with the power of the Holy Ghost. We know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. God, we praise you for your word, because your word is not going to go out and return unto your void. Your word will accomplish all that you purposed for it to do. And for that, Father, we say thank you. We glorify you. God, some stand in the need of healing tonight. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I ask in Jesus' name that you will touch everybody's body, that you will strengthen, God, what needs strength, healing. That we need healing, deliverance where we need deliverance, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, ease the pain, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, there are those that stand in need of confidence. They need a higher self-esteem. They need, God, to stop looking at themselves, but look who we belong to whom we are belonging, to whom who has set us free. Help us, Lord, to have confidence and faith in you. Increase our faith, God. Hallelujah, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we look into you, the author, the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Father, everybody that's on this line tonight, they've heard the word. They heard this word, standing strong in you, Father. God, I thank you, Lord, for strength to be able to minister this word. Hallelujah. It's your word, God. It's for every one of us, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For you feed us. You're feeding us as little children, as your dear little children, God. And we look to you, God. We are looking up to our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, God. We look into the hills tonight from which cometh our help, Father. We understand that all of our help comes from the Lord. Father, that people in the need of help, some folks in the need of finances, some folks in the need of a job, Father, some folks in the need of companionship, Lord God, some folks in the need of direction and wisdom. You told us if any of us lack wisdom, we could ask, and you would give it to us liberally. Hallelujah. My God, we bless you tonight. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you for our church tonight. We thank you for the Petersville Baptist Church. Father, we thank you, Lord. We know, God, that the table is already spread. The feast of the Lord will be going on. Bless us, God, as we step foot into the sanctuary. Let us come in with our hands raised up for looking up to you, Lord, giving you the praise. Enter into your gates with thanksgiving and go all into your courts with praise. Hallelujah, God. We're looking for a grand time in you, Father. We know, God, that we give you the praise, God, that you inhabit the praises of your people. For that we say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, I thank you, Lord. I feel liberated, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that people on this lot are already liberated. They feel delivered, God. They know they can make it. Where there was doubt, God, fill it with faith. Oh, God, where there was lack, God, oh, God, you know how to fill up and make us whole, Father. Hallelujah. We bless you tonight, God, and cause us, Lord, to be a blessing to others, Lord. Father, cause us to reach out and bless somebody else. You told us to bear the infirmities of the weak, God. Help us, Lord. Empower us that we may reach and pull up someone else, that we can be strong in the Lord. We can grow together. Hallelujah. For your word says, brethren, encourage one another with these words. I'm saying tonight that we can make it up if we put you first, if we look to you, God. We're looking up to you tonight, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the deliverance. We thank you for peace. Some in the need of peace, Lord. Peace of mind, God, in the name of Jesus. Some stand in the need of peace on their jobs, in places of employment, even in their home. Peace among husband and wife. Unity, God. We pray for unity, God. Where there's unity, we've got strength. God, we bless you, Lord. We bless you for this hour. We thank you for this time of prayer. And, Father, we ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of Jesus, and to you be all the glory, to you, Father, be all the honor, and to you be all the praise. Jesus, your shed blood has made it possible that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. And these blessings we ask in the name of Jesus, and we say hallelujah. We glorify your name. God, we praise your name. We praise your name tonight. Everybody on this line, as we look into the field, hallelujah, we can give you praise, God. The joy of the Lord in our strength. We got strength here tonight, Lord. We thank you right now. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. So God bless you all. Thank you for being on the line tonight. I know you had to been blessed. I know you had to feel even taller and stronger than you were in the beginning. Because I don't know about you, but I feel encouraged. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, I bless his holy name. So with that said, we praise God. We're going to look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning. Try to get there around 10:30 at the Petersville Baptist Church. We are looking for a high time in God because you and I already pray. We already believe God, and the stage is already set. So with that saying, we're going to say goodnight to you. Continue to look to the hills for which cometh your help. All of our help comes from the Lord. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
God bless you. Good night.
Amen.
Amen.
job. Okay? So how much does a janitor that cleans the world make?
If you clean like 100 buildings a day, you probably get paid like $300.
$300? Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're negotiating, you say, hey, we got to make a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're right. Why do you think you deserve this job?
Because I've been working really hard.
Mm-hmm. Now, why do you think you deserve this job?
Well, I can just do this.